KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN, brought to you by Tinnick Incorporated in Oakland. Tinnick is your single source truck equipment supplier and installer.
Tinnick, we do truck equipment. Tinnick in Oakland, Iowa is your single source truck equipment supplier and installer. From parts as basic as mud flaps or as complex as over-the-road truck-mounted cranes and everything in between, we've got you covered. Flatbeds, service bodies, snow and ice removal, crane bodies, and more. Tinnick offers quality-first parts and service for your commercial and consumer truck equipment needs. Now's the time to get ready for snow season. Give us a call before it's too late to gear up. Call Justin at 712-482-6000 or stop by our Main Street location in Oakland, Iowa to learn how we can serve you today. Tinnick, we do truck equipment.
Starting off with high school sports from last night, cross-country action in Creston. The Invitational there was split into two classes, and Atlantic boys came out on top of the Class A section. Atlantic girls were third. And the girls' team standings, Harlan with 38 points to win it. Glenwood came in second with 81, then Atlantic third with 110. Winners set Creston the top five. Individually, Braylon Baker of Creston was the winner at 2018-90. Lucy Borkowski of Harlan came in second at 2027-70. Kaya Beaker of Harlan was third. Atlantic's top finisher, Ava Rush, in sixth place. On the boys' side, Atlantic with 49 points to win that Class A portion. Harlan was second with 83, then Lewis Central, Red Oak, and Winterset rounding out the top five teams. Individually, Craig Allen Becker of Atlantic was the winner in that race, a time of 17:09.50. Connor Lanchel of Lewis Central came in second. Trey Gross of Harlan was third there in that race. Atlantic's Evan Brummer came in seventh, and Bradley Dennis was ninth there for the Trojans. You can take a look at the full results by following link on that same story there on our sports page at KJN.com. Now, in the Class B portion of that meet, Earlham was the boys' team winner, and Nottoway Valley won the girls' race. On the girls' team standings, Nottoway Valley with 35 points, edged out Earlham by 1 point. Mount Air came in third, then Cam, East Union, and Southwest Valley, the team field. Individually, Lily Dixon of Earlham was the champion with a time of 21:20. Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley came in as the runner-up. No, Sophia Browers of Nottoway Valley was third. In the boys' team scoring, Earlham with 26 points to win. Nottoway Valley came in second with 32. Then Bedford, Mount Air, and Cam rounding out the top five. Individually, Josh Bodler of Nottoway Valley was the winner with a time of 17:05.10, and he was the overall champion as well. Jaden Dixon of Earlham second. Zach Dixon of Earlham was third. And Toby Bauer and Ben Braheny of Nottoway Valley came in fifth and sixth there for the Wolverines. Again, you can take a look at the full results there from that Class B section, and then also look at the combined team and individual standings by following the link there on our sports page at KJN.com. Also last night, Tri-Center hosted a cross-country meet. It was the Sergeant Bluff Luton boys and the Logan Magnolia girls taking team titles. On the girls' side, Logan Magnolia with 42 points to win it. Sergeant Bluff Luton second with 50, AHSTW third with 51. Maple Valley, West Harrison, the rest of the scoring teams. In the individual top 10, it was Peyton Pogge of Tri-Center winning the girls' race with a time of 18:48. Courtney Sporer of Logan Magnolia came in second, and Taylor Sporer of Logan Magnolia was third. Ryan Porch of AHSTW and Chloe Falcona for the Lady Vikes were sixth and seventh. The Lady Vikes also had two other top 10 finishers with Julia Cook and Holly Heppner in 9th and 10th. On the boys' side, Sergeant Bluff Luton was the top team with 42 points. Tri-Center came in second with 71. Woodbine, IKM Manning, Logan Magnolia, Boyer Valley, Missouri Valley, Maple Valley, and East Mills, the rest of the scoring teams. Individually, Dylan Black of Maple Valley was the winner at 16:45. Weston Besson of Maple Valley came in second at 17:08. Brett McGee of Tri-Center was third. Quentin Dreyer of IKM Manning finished sixth. John Frank of Tri-Center seventh. And Tarek Rowe of Logan Magnolia was 10th. Had to look at that Tri-Center cross-country meet. Moving on to high school volleyball in scores from last night's play and matchups in the Hawkeye 10. It was Clarinda with a 3-0 sweep over Shenandoah. Glenwood 3-0 over Denison Schleswig. Lewis Central 3-0 over Harlan. Kemper Catholic went 3-1 over Creston. In Western Iowa Conference action, AHSTW a 3-0 sweep over Missouri Valley. Logan Magnolia 3-0 over Riverside. Trainer 3-0 over IKM Manning. And Underwood a 3-0 win over Audubon. Rolling Valley play, Boyer Valley 3-0 over Exara EHK. Coon Rapids Bayard a 3-0 win over Arweva. Glidden-Ralston a 3-0 sweep over Peyton Sherdan. Corner conference action, it was East Mills 3-1 over Fremont Mills. Griswold a 3-0 sweep winner over Essex. In the West Central Activities Conference, Des Moines Christian picked up a 3-0 sweep over ACGC. Pleasantville was a 3-1 winner over Ogden, and Woodward Granger a 3-0 sweep over Earlham. Pride of Iowa play, Nottoway Valley a 3-0 win over Bedford. Southeast Warren 3-0 over Central Decatur. Southwest Valley a 3-0 sweep over Lenox, and East Union a 3-0 win over Wayne. And Missouri River Conference action, it was Sioux City East 3-0 over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, and Sergeant Bluff Luton picked up a 3-1 win over Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln. In some other scores, Heartland Christian a 3-0 sweep over Parkview Christian. Moravia picked up a 2-0 win over Diagonal. Murray picked up 2-0 wins over Diagonal and Moravia. Melcher Dallas 3-0 over Orion Maxburg, and then Orion Maxburg was it was Melcher Dallas 2-1 over Orient Maxburg, and then Orient Maxburg a 2-0 winner over Mormon Trail. That's a look at your high school volleyball scoreboard from last night. In a college basketball note, Iowa State guard Rasir Bolton will be eligible for the upcoming season, a move that should vastly improve the Cyclones' chances of competing for an NCAA tournament berth. The Cyclones announced on Tuesday that Bolton, who averaged 12 points per game last year as a freshman at Penn State, was granted an NCAA waiver for immediate eligibility. Iowa State said the NCAA considered unspecified circumstances surrounding his transfer from the Nittany Lions. Bolton played 32 games for Penn State, shooting 36% on threes and 88% from the foul line. And Iowa State head coach Steve Prohm said, "We certainly appreciate Penn State for their assistance during the process and are grateful that the NCAA considered all the facts in coming to this decision. The addition of Bolton should bolster a backcourt that was decimated by graduations and early departures." Another transfer who sent out last year, Prentice Nixon, will be expected to be one of the starting guards as well for the Cyclones, along with Tyrese Halliburton. And Iowa State went 23-12 and won the Big 12 tournament last year before losing to Ohio State as a sixth seed in the opening round of the NCAA tournament. They opened the season November 5th against Mississippi Valley State. Moving on into Major League Baseball, a game we had for you on the radio last night. Edomaro Vargas had a game-tying pinch-hit homer in the ninth inning and on Tuesday and got the game-winning single in the 19th at 1:34 a.m. local time on Wednesday, giving the Arizona Diamondbacks a 3-2 win over the St. Louis Cardinals. The loss wasted a stellar pitching performance by the Cardinals' Jack Flaherty. Vargas finished with four hits on the night as they get that marathon win. Those teams are expected to get right back at it here today with a day game, 1:45 pregame, 2:40 first pitch. I'm sure it'll be a tired bunch out there on the field at Chase Field today. Also, in other action there in the NL, the Brewers have continued their unexpected hot streak without reigning NL MVP Christian Yelich, knocking off the Reds 4-2 at Cincinnati. Ryan Braun was 2-for-3 with a solo homer, leaving him 9-for-21 in his last 21 games. Keston Hira broke a 2-2 tie with a sac fly in the third inning to go back winning pitcher Brent Suter, who allowed three hits over three scoreless innings of relief. The Brewers are 11-2 without Yelich, who is out for the remainder of the season after breaking his right kneecap September 10th. Milwaukee's won 16 of its last 18 and is a Major League best 18-4 this month. The Brewers' magic number down to 1 for clinching a playoff berth. Other National League scores yesterday, Washington swept a doubleheader from Philadelphia 4-1 and 6-5. It was Pittsburgh 9-2 over the Cubs. The Mets beat Miami 5-4 in 11 innings of play. The Dodgers a 6-3 win over San Diego. Colorado went in a long one as well, 16 innings before they beat San Francisco 8-5. Also in interleague action, Bubba Starling, Nicky Lopez, and Ryan O'Hearn drove in 2 runs apiece as the Royals dumped the Braves 9-6. Lopez finished with 3 of Kansas City's 12 hits, and Starling provided a 2-run double while the Royals scored 5 in the third to take a 6-0 lead. American League scores, Minnesota 4-2 over Detroit. Baltimore beat Toronto 11-4. Tampa Bay was a 2-1 winner over the Yankees in 12 innings. Cleveland beat the White Sox 11-0. Boston was a 12-10 winner over Texas. The Angels beat Oakland 3-2, and Houston a 3-0 win over Seattle. And in college football notes, Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says a bye week did not help the Hawkeyes get injured players back on the field. Offensive tackle Alaric Jackson, defensive tackle Brady Reef, and 4 members of the secondary missed the win at Iowa State. None of them will be in the lineup on Saturday against Middle Tennessee State.
We've got a lot of guys out, so it's concerning every week. It was extremely concerning last time we played. I mean, I looked over today, half our 2 deep in the secondaries, street clothes watching practice. So, but that's football.
Ferentz says it'll allow other players to step up. He's confident the injured players will return at some point. Ferentz says a letdown following an off week is always a concern.
You know, we're trying like heck not to. I mean, we're just, but it's down to that team and that week. Everybody's got to do their job. And the key thing, and it's this is not like a first game exactly, but it's a little bit like a first game when you take a break. The danger of breaks is, okay, so what's it going to be like when we come off the break?
We'll have that game Saturday on the Hawkeye Radio Network, 9 o'clock pregame, 11 o'clock kick at Kinnick Stadium. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell says he likes the mentality of his team heading into the start of Big 12 play at Baylor. Campbell says the Cyclones had their best week of practice heading into last week's win over Louisiana Monroe.
I think really easily could have gone the other way. A gut-wrenching loss the week before. I think, you know, for those seniors, tough to overcome that. But they did, and we were able to come back and have a great Tuesday and Wednesday, and I've seen this team get better each and every week.
Campbell says all areas played well last week. Iowa State beat Baylor 28-14 in a heated affair in Ames a year ago that included several ejections. Campbell does not anticipate any carryover.
They're playing for a bowl game. We're playing to continue to stay in the race. There's a lot of emotion in it. It's late in the football season. I do think the one thing that you get and you watch them play on film and you watch us play on film is their kids play really hard and our kids play really hard. I think any time you get into that, and, you know, we've already played in one of those environments and one of those games, it becomes the ability to kind of control your emotions and the ability to kind of play to play and execute.
That game's a 2:30 kick in Waco Saturday. That's a look at sports brought to you here today by Tinnick in Oakland. And to give them a call, 712-482-6462, or stop by their Main Street location in Oakland. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.